Welcome to this special edition of the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This is a special midweek episode because this topic is something I bring up every year when the temperatures start to rise. In my home here in Los Angeles, the temperatures have been in the triple digits all week long. Yesterday, we broke 110 degrees, which is 43.3 Celsius, with 70% humidity, so I figured it was time to bring it up again. Here's the basic message. Screens are not barriers. Here's what I mean by that. Screen doors and screens on your windows are meant to keep bugs from coming into your home, not criminals. In the hot summer months, people often like to leave their windows open during the night to let the cool breezes into their homes, and they can turn off their air conditioning for a bit. When I ask people if they're worried about criminals crawling into their bedrooms or even their children's bedrooms, they usually say, "It's okay, we have screens." What? If bug screens kept criminals out, banks would use them instead of steel vaults. They're a heck of a lot cheaper. Screens are not even a minor inconvenience to criminals wanting to enter your home. Home invasions and rapes always increase during the summer months because women and other people like leaving their windows open at night for the fresh air. We had a serial rapist in West Los Angeles a few years back that used this exact method of entry. And only that method of entry. He just prowled the neighborhoods until he found an open window, crawled in, and raped the woman that he found there. My own aunt and uncle had this exact type of home invasion and robbery because they left their bedroom door open with only the screen shut. They had a sliding glass door leading to a patio off of their bedroom. Some guy hopped their concrete wall, walked into the bedroom while they slept, and stole my uncle's wallet and everything of value off of their dresser. He left, and my aunt and uncle didn't even wake up. They only discovered the theft later in the morning. So shut and lock your windows at night. If it's warm, run your air conditioning. I also recommend keeping your second story window shut at night as well. It really doesn't take much to get into a second story window. It's only 10 feet up, which is about 3 meters, and with a chair or partner, you can already grab the windowsill. So again, I want to stress that screens will not keep criminals out of your home. Shut all windows on the first and second floor and run the air conditioning if it gets too warm. Keep cool and stay safe this summer. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.